TLDR, if you're short on time and still want to get a sense of the amazing life-transforming work that Simon Boyle is doing through his Beyond Food Foundation and Brigade Bar and Kitchen, then here are 7 minutes of soundbites. As usual, if you do have time, you're on a run, a cycle and a drive, do listen to the full version. Simon's story is full of purpose, tenacity and persistence as he's transforming the lives of so many people and reknitting the fabric of their lives. Now, over to Simon.
The reason why societal trauma is going to be devastating is because I know from the work we do with our homeless trainees and apprentices that we work with, the trauma usually happens 20 years before we reach them, before we got to them. So you're almost at a point of you can't help them because they've gone through so much challenge, so much trauma, so much exclusion that actually it's really difficult to help them. And we do help them, but it's really hard work. Now, I'm not sure everyone's got the same passion to keep going as I've got and the relentlessness that it takes. But when I look at kids now and the people of referral units that we're working with, you can see if I had just helped some of those people 20 years prior to it, it might have been a different thing. But what happens if we don't do this now? Like all those kids all around the world that didn't get the right education during the time during the pandemic. You know, I've seen behavior in kids. It's very different now than what it used to be. They're much more immature since the pandemic. They don't have the same social skills. And in year sevens and eights and nines, you can see that they have lacked the social development skills that they would have got if the pandemic hadn't happened. So my fear is, well, what happens to them in 3 or 4 years' time? So effectively, Fresh Life is, where it is a 3-week process. It's linked to work experience because it's ultimately, if you've lost your confidence, actually you just need a small amount of work experience to then start to have a conversation about where you want to take yourself. It's not necessarily just an apprenticeship. Anyway, the first week of Fresh Life is really about trying to get people to understand that they are the priority. And it's been a long time since many of them ever, if they ever thought that they were the priority and that they need to look after themselves. And that comes in different ways. The other part of it is that most people think that they're vulnerable. They think doors are locked, but actually all doors are unlocked. We lock the doors. And so we developed this thing called the keys to the unlocked doors, which are 10 things that we know that if people want to change their lives, move forward in their lives from being vulnerable to being happy. That's really ultimate, that if they adopt these keys or some of them, that they will be successful. One of them is called necessary separation. And that's where you identify the thing that is going to stop you or the person or the place or the substance that will stop you moving forward. And by identifying it and then kind of committing to change it or take it out or lose it in your life for a period of time, you'll be able to take that step forward. And they're quite significant. So that's the first week. We feed them every day. Good, healthy food. It's very practical. So they do lots of cooking, not as a skill to move into hospitality, but just as life, a life skill. And we embed all sorts of things. So obviously working within a team, you know, starting to get passionate about something. The second week is more about that next stage. So it's one thing to want to move forward, but how do you move forward? So that idea of, well, what do I need to be able to move forward, you know, identifying some of the things that you're going to require. But first, on the first day, we work on, well, do you want to? I mean, is a conscious decision? Do you want to change your life? Is it something that you really want? If you do, well, let's identify how you're going to do it. One of the lovely exercises we do is we ask them to write a postcard that they will receive in 6 months' time. And they have to write it. What would you like it to say? You know, it's just setting out gentle ambition. And it's really hard, you know, to write yourself some future ambition. And so that's the second week. And it's, you know, we call it how to get a job and keep it, because it could just be like moving forward and, you know, but how do you maintain it? And so we teach that in the second week. The third week is more about, okay, now you've decided you want to move forward. You've identified some of the things that you're going to require. Some of the support and progressions team at Beyond Food starts to even work on some of the things like debt, finance, health issues, you know, confidence issues, learning things that they might need to kind of be brushing up on. But the third week is really about gaining confidence to go into the workplace, because the workplace is not the ultimate answer, but it does solve start solving some issues, some certainly financial issues. And so we then expose them to things which are really awesome, inspirational. They hear lots of people coming in and talking to them about how they've changed their lives. And we're gearing them up ready for that work experience in Brigade. It's a safe place. They come in, no matter who they are, what their background is, whether they were previously an accountant that's got a drink problem or a war veteran who's, you know, has got completely lost after, you know, leaving the armed services, or someone that's come out of prison. I love corporates more than I do the governments, because they've got the resources to help people like me achieve and find success for others. Whereas the government's much more difficult for lots of political reasons. The people I meet in, whether it's tech or hospitality or whatever, they want to make a difference. They just don't always know how, and I can provide that, the how. So, and normally, if you can find the right leaders in those businesses, they also want to make a difference that's broader than just to the shareholders. So it's, that's kind of fun. So, you know, let's continue doing that. Yeah. So I think one is abolish lip service to social impact. You know, it's not just about your brand ticking a box. If you want to make a difference, make it for all the right reasons. Use your expertise within your organization to make a difference. And that difference might be to support someone like me, because together we could do something quite amazing. And there's lots of people like me in the world. And don't make it a competition between charities, because that quite often happens. You know, find a charity that, or an organization that you really believe in, or a cause, and really, really get behind it and really utilize your resources to kind of drive it and make a difference for it. Because it's hard work and it's quite a lonely existence, you know, kind of wanting to make that change. And if you're constrained by money or expertise or technology or something, it's quite hard. But actually, when you get a company that really gets it, it's so, such a powerful, motivating thing to do for everybody. Like anybody, I go through big fits of huge doubtful moments of, I'm being on my own quite a lot of trying to drive change and bigger organizations around me. I, with government and corporates and investors and stuff, they have a higher ground sometimes. They might have financial or political leadership than higher than I do, but I have the moral leadership, and I use that a lot. Because I know what I'm trying to do is the right side of doing things for good reason. And I'm very clear on my purpose. And so I use it, and that's my resilience model. But yeah, I have times where I have to talk to people that have better education and more intelligent, maybe have much better resources, more technology, but they haven't got my driving purpose. And so I also understand that we have to negotiate, we have to compromise, we have to work together. We have to be, in the true sense of the term, have a meaningful partnership. And I respect them massively. And I think that everybody respects me. So that keeps me on the straight and narrow, really. But I'm quite fragile. I've gone through an awful lot. I've learned an awful lot, but I've experienced quite a lot. And so, you know, you've got to keep fighting the fight.
Okay, that's all for now, folks. Now here's my ask of you. Please follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever player you use. Also, please subscribe to our new Random Collisions newsletter. We really are working to build a global community of action takers, action engines of people that really care about the problems that need solving. Thank you very much, and see you next time.